Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene. How you doing, buddy?
That's awesome. Did you notice Did you notice my Captain Kirk pause in there?
I did.
How are you doing?
It was good to see you. Oh, I'm good. It was really good to see you yesterday. You
wasn't
and I, we talk every day except for on the weekends, but we don't see each other except for special occasions. And yesterday was really, it was a great, beautiful, sunny day, and we got to be out in the world with people and socially distanced wearing. Yeah, it was awesome. And Be Unique did good. We met some amazing people. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about, I want to throw out this week's trivia question. It's on our website. So, and you mentioned that, but I want to know who was the Mad Monk of Russian history.
Mad Monk of Russian history.
Yes, the Mad
the
Monk.
Mad Monk. All right. Well, you know, and I'm a historian by formal training, and I don't know that offhand, so I'm going to go ahead and play along and go with the clues.
Cool beans.
All right. Excellent.
The first hint is he was a mystic and self-proclaimed holy man. You don't know who he is.
I just had a flicker, but I'm gonna wait and see for sure.
Okay. So today we're talking about dad jokes. And I'm hoping that every dad who's out there listening, every kid who's had a dad, will call in and give us a dad joke. I could expand the show if we needed to. But we're only planning to be here for 15 minutes. Let me give you one of my dad jokes.
Well, you have a different perspective than me. So let's start with yours.
I'm a girl. You know, I was a girl growing up with a prankster. My father had eight children, and he was always joking around. In fact, my grandfather, his father, was a clown for the Barnum and Bailey Circus back at the turn of the 20th century.
You know, I forgot
but
about
my,
that.
My father wasn't joking, but he was joking when my mother once asked him for a dishwasher. He said, "I gave you four. Put one of them in the kitchen," meaning his daughters.
You over there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You the girl with the pink hair or the pink ribbon in your hair. You're in a dishwasher today. Go wash dishes.
Well,
that was
could really be
kind of joke.
That could certainly be a dad joke, definitely.
Yes. So can you top that?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, I did a lot of I spent a lot of time in the elementary school sick room because as a PTA volunteer, nobody else wanted to do that because all the sick kids, and I already knew that most of the kids, all they just needed is a break and an ice cube and a good joke and, you know, a hug or whatever.
Yeah,
and so
that's cool.
I got a whole bunch of jokes from then. So I always got that duty. I didn't ever had to worry. I wanted to go volunteer. I could choose it. But the idea is I got some great ones. Now, how about this? How about, like, why did the elephant wear blue tennis shoes?
Because his red ones were in the washing machine?
Yeah. That one was
really?
A healer. That saves kids. You heard that one. What'd you have a dad?
Yeah. Well,
I'm thinking my dad used to make puns a lot. I remember
my husband does.
I remember he was talking one time about we were watching something on TV about somebody selling their buffalo, and he said something about they must have gotten a buffalo bill. And so then later with my kids, I told them that joke, and I went on to say, they looked at me funny and said, yeah, something about standing on a buffalo hill, you know, and I went on to rhyme ill, and they became kind of a dad joke, running dad joke over time.
Yeah.
Buffalo hill, buffalo will. Anyway.
Well, my father, he was a hardworking man, as most fathers were in that era. He lost a finger in an industrial accident. And it was his middle finger on his right hand. And he used to, it got old after we got older, but when we were little kids, it was hilarious. He would take a raisin, hold it on it. His finger was cut off at the knuckle closest to his hand. So he had a little nub, and he would put a raisin under that nub. And then he'd walk his hand across the table, and he'd say, look at the dog. The dog's walking. And, you know, you could see the dog. You could tell it's a dog because look at his little tail wiggling and waggling. And then all of a sudden he'd stop, and the dog, you know, the dog would stop, and he'd lift his tail up, and he'd drop that raisin. He'd say, well, I guess the dog had to poop.
That's it.
And that was funny until I was about 13 or 14, you know.
Yeah.
Then it got to be kind of corny.
Well, it does change your perspective, changes a little. That reminds me of hanging out with my grandpa and Uncle Pete, that at any time anybody had to relieve a little bit of a pressure from their lower end abdomen, they'd always talk about the putt-putt train coming down the road because they lived near the train tracks. So anytime we were anywhere, somebody had to let one fly, it was always, oh, here comes the putt-putt train. And that was funny. for a while, you know.
Yeah,
so you
get old, you hear it too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was kind of cool.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's cool because the putt-putt train was a little tiny, like something the size of a Volkswagen Beetle that was a train that ran up and down the tracks for maintenance, and you'd hear it coming down the road, and it just kind of went. Yeah, a real putt putt train. Anyways, I digress. That just flashed all in there.
Well, no, saying that reminds me. This show is going downhill really fast.
It's going uphill.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to send him a message.
Up and down.
Somebody just called me. So, my father and my grandmother were really good friends. And they kept pulling pranks on each other every week. There was something new. Somebody was doing something different. And they both were big coffee drinkers. And he found her a coffee cup with a donkey on it. And she had a habit of saying, I only want a half a cup of coffee. And so he found this cup, and it was like a coffee cup cut in half. The one side of the cup was flat. On the front, there was a donkey kicking up a storm, and it said, for my half-assed, a cup of coffee for my half-assed friend.
Oh, half-assed.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. Half a cup of coffee, huh?
Half a cup of coffee. We talked about coffee last week. Now, my father thought that it was a sin to ask for half a cup of coffee. You know, if you're going to drink coffee, like kind of like your mom, if you're going to drink coffee, drink it like a man. I think he always put sugar and cream in his. Is that cream Mora or cream coffee mate? I think he always used that. Now, my mother, she drank coffee like a man.
I don't think it was really so much drinking it like a man. I think she was just like feeding me a line of Bularky because I turned out to be a man and I never drank anything in it.
She was trying to test your resolve. Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, maybe I'm just that stubborn.
Well, yeah, you're an Aquarius.
That's what
we
it must
are.
Be.
We are. I am very stubborn. My mother was very stubborn. My husband, who's Aquarius, is very stubborn.
It just occurred to me why. Because we were all like born to come into the age of Aquarius and be here. So we were stubborn to hold our own until we got here.
Yes.
I think that's what happened. By golly. Carry
it's your
the torch,
story,
you know?
Stick to it. Yes.
Yeah. So, dad jokes. I asked my daughter to call, but I texted her the phone number, and I realized it was her day off, so she's probably still relaxing at the house, probably hasn't even turned on her media yet. I just don't. My dad was a jokester, I think, as I remember as a kid, but he got pretty darn serious, I think, over time. I probably did that to him. Poor guy.
You broke him.
But broke his spirit. I don't know. No. We just were had gone different directions, obviously, and our humor. You know, I remember as a kid, he raised me to be a joking kid. But I just don't remember any of the jokes, you know.
I don't remember actual jokes. Mm-hmm. I remember that my father had this, like I said, there were eight of us. And people would ask him about his family. And he'd say, oh, yeah, I've got eight kids, but one of them is my pride and joy. Let me show you a picture. And he'd pull out a picture of a bottle of Pride furniture polish and Joy dish detergent.
Pride and joy. I see.
He kept a spoon. He had a spoon with him at all times. And like I said, he was always a big coffee drinker. So this spoon was a very special spoon. It had been fabricated to suit his joking way.
Right.
So he'd go into a restaurant and he'd say, hey, I like my coffee really strong. Bring me your strongest cup of coffee. So the waitress, because they didn't call them servers in those days, she'd come out with a cup of coffee and she'd say, fresh off the pot. You know, this is fresh and you can't get any stronger than this. So she'd walk away and he'd put his spoon in the coffee cup. And then when she'd come back, he'd be stirring the cup. And then he'd pull his spoon out, and there's a big hole in the middle of it. He'd say, oh, I think your coffee might be a little too strong for me. It burned a hole in my spoon.
That is so hilarious.
That's my daddy.
That's the best dad joke I heard today, all day. I got to try that. I might have to get me a kid. Just try it.
But, you know, the thing is, those work on adults, too. Those kind of jokes work on adults because, the waitress then would be all flustered. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll pour some water in. Do you want me to put some ice in it? And then, of course, he'd say, no, I didn't ask for iced coffee.
Oh, no.
I can remember one time my dad and my uncle were at the house. And the two of them had a beach ball, one of those inflatable beach balls. Uh-huh. And they were bouncing back and forth, just bopping it through the air in the living room. And my mother came in. Talk about intuition. Now, my mother had the instinct and the intuition. She came in and she said, boys, to these grown men, you better stop before something breaks. And my father said, okay. And he hit the ball toward my mother because he loved to play jokes on her. He bounced the ball toward her, and it bounced off her back and broke a lamp. She said, I told you you were going to break something.
Oh. And he did.
He did, and he, of course, laughed and cleaned up his mess.
Well, you know, and that that just it gave me a good dad joke story. I finally realized one for, that I was a dad, you know. And
yeah.
I was one of our traditional Christmas things for two or three years was watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation when the kids were young. And we talked about it and had a lot of fun with it and everything. So we had watched it and we talked about I brought the subject up. I had a plan. I saw somebody, one of my sisters or somebody had laid a, one of their little nylon stocking booties things, a booty thing on the ground. And it was laying there. And I was sitting there. We were decorating the tree where I was doing the work. They were pointing. And so I remember the scene in the show where the squirrel jumped out of the tree. And I just kind of casually kept decorating. And I brought up the movie and let it sit for about 30, 40 seconds. And then I kind of went over back to the tree and I said, oh, and I kind of, I casually picked that thing up and kind of had it in my hand, all balled up. And I casually let a little time pass and went over and mentioned the squirrel jumping out of the tree just as I reached up to, into the thing. And I threw it back over my shoulder. Oh, my God. The whole room just, they screamed and it about
closed
the
bet.
It was so awesome.
That is the perfect dad joke to end the show on. I love
it. All right.
So, everybody, tune in tomorrow. Gene and I will be back.
Yeah. Please.
What, let's see. Let me give them a little teaser here of what we're talking about tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to love this one, Gene. Now, see, folks, I gotta tell you, Gene and I know what we're going to talk about, but I set the shows up kind of on my own frame of mind. And Gene doesn't know until you guys know what we're going to talk about. Tomorrow, we're talking about this date in history.
Oh, excellent. So I love history.
We're going to be talking about historical events from October 13 throughout time. I have some ideas of what I want to talk about. You can. If anybody wants to go look at tomorrow's show, there's a slideshow, there are pictures. We'll give you some hints of what we will be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had another idea of what to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Go
to beunique.org. But
it's
they can
idea.
Also go to our blog talk radio, beunique radio, and find it. And it's going to be fun. We're going to have a blast.
Yeah. Absolutely. Or you can always reach out at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. See everybody. I got to get back to work. People,
I got
to go to a meeting. See you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
See ya, Gene. This is great.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.